Jeannie, I want to ask you a question first. I will tell the audience before that you have been on that Civilians in Space program.
Yes.
But the first thing I want to know is, how did you get on that list?
It happened in 1980 when I did a dance. I premiered a new work called Higher Ground. That was the name of the piece of choreography at the World Science Fiction Convention in Boston. And they gave me the grand ballroom, this magnificent room which could squeeze in 1,000 people, and it was just packed. And I basically had the help of the Canada Council to make a work which more or less suggested the process I had to go through in order to understand the physics of how does one dance in zero-G, because I've only ever danced in a gravity well in a 1-G environment. So Spider, when I wrote the book Star Dance with Spider, and first of course we wrote the novella, and then the novel. But throughout that entire process, as I got deeper into it, I really had to understand and imagine, and kinesthetically even understand how would a dancer move in that environment, where inertia reigns and not gravity. So in that process, I always had in the back of my mind, wouldn't it be really wonderful, wouldn't it be cool if I could make a dance and show it to an audience rather than write it for two different audiences, a dance audience versus a novel audience or a book audience or story audience. So I thought I'd really like to simulate zero gravity somehow. And so I was fortunate enough to get a Canada Council grant, and in the process of doing this 20-minute work, the last 3 or 4 minutes of it was a simulation of zero-G on film. Throughout the whole dance, it was an alternation. It alternated between myself dancing full out and then a backdrop of this film, which was a lead up. It sort of slowly built up to the fact that it was going to, end in with the climax, so to speak, of zero G.
Of Jeannie in space.
Of me. But anyway, that was how it started. And
Jeannie performed this piece for the Worldcon for 1,000 fans, and when it was done, they gave her an 8-minute standing ovation.
And Ben Bova was in the audience, and Ben Bova, Spider's editor and mentor, basically came up to me and asked me if I'd be interested in signing up for the Civilian in Space program, and I said, "What the hell is that?" I didn't know what it was, and he, explained, and he made it happen.
Ben was at that time the editor of Omni magazine. He had been the editor of Analog for many years, and that's where he discovered me. But at Omni, he had come to know a whole bunch of people in NASA, and had connections all over the place.
He was totally connected to NASA, just totally connected to the people at NASA. And it was those connections and his power and his belief in me that made it possible for me to become in the act. I was in the active files of the potential candidates for the Civilian Space Program.
Jeannie never got as far as actual flight training or anything. They were still at the point of picking out who will we do that with, and unfortunately the first one they picked died.